Daily Rest, Wednesday, May 25th, 2022. This week's devotion theme is The Victory of the Lamb. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb." Revelation 12, verses 10 through the first part of verse 11. The victory is complete. Courtroom drama is riveting. From the fictional courtrooms of old television shows such as Perry Mason, to the real-life drama fed to the world from today's televised trials, we can become quite wrapped up with all that happens in a courtroom. At the end of a trial, the ruling of the judge or jury stands. Or does it? A victory in the courtroom can be appealed. When all appeals have been exhausted, only then can a victory be considered complete and final. In the courtroom of God's justice, we are on trial. We are rightly charged with every manner of sin, failing to live up to the expectations of God's law, and also sinning against that holy law. We are guilty. However, we have a Savior who bore the verdict against our sin. God declares us and the whole world of sinners not guilty, because Jesus, who knew no sin, was made sin for us. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Our adversary, Satan, the accuser, cries, "Objection!" He accuses us of all of our misdeeds. He wants us to be condemned even as he is condemned, but it is to no avail. The victory is ours, and it is complete. God's declaration is final. His justice is perfect. The penalty of sin has been paid. There is no appeal. Jesus declared it stands completed for all time. John 19:30. Peter wrote, "Christ also suffered once for sins." 1 Peter 3:18. The victory is complete, full, never ending. Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are, my glorious dress. Midst flaming worlds in these arrayed, with joy shall I lift up my head. Bold shall I stand at that great day, for who aught to my charge shall lay? Fully through these absolved I am, from sin and fear, from guilt and shame. This daily devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. Our website is gethsemaneclc.org.